answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
He wasn't going to let Iran strike first. He wasn't going to let this regime make the first attack, as he feared and believed they would, on American soldiers and American troops. Wasn't going to happen. He was going to decapitate that regime. So whether you're talking about what we're doing to fight the drug cartels in the Western Hemisphere, if you're talking about the Maduro operation, if you're talking about Midnight Hammer or Operation Epic Fury, this is a president who's making clear the world's superpower will not shirk from doing what is necessary to protect the quality of life that every American has an absolute right to enjoy.
And, of course, trying to make things better for the Iranian people. Our goal is not to have nation building and putting new leadership in control in Tehran. But they are a threat to our national security as they exist. So we need to have them removed. The Iranian people will have to make that decision. And we know that numerous elements are working to help them outside their country. And I have no doubt that our CIA might be involved in some position, but I do not want boots on the ground in Iran to establish a new regime. If we're going to send any boots in, they must be on a specified mission, maybe with the Israeli Defense Forces as well. Do that mission, get back out. As I pointed out to you yesterday, while we were talking about rumors that Trump might want to reactivate selective service, I should say, the conscription, our draft. He's not, but he's also said all options are on the table. That's what you tell your enemy. But it's been enough for the left to start jawboning that, again, Trump is going to get us into another quagmire like Vietnam, Afghanistan. We have had additional U.S. casualties since yesterday. And we have a report that more Marines are being dispatched into the region. I'll break it down for you. Welcome aboard hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. When we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program, News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. Everything goes up as a podcast later, available at News Talk STL and LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And if you watch or listen at a later time, please push the share button. Send it on to others. You are our multiplying force, and I thank you. With Larry Connors USA, we're going to bring you every day, every hour, news, analysis, commentary, and education. And part of the education in the last hour dealt with our story behind the story, the Tylenol poisonings that frightened the nation back in the 80s. Did you miss it? You can pull it up on a podcast. Many of you might recall your own personal concern at that time. Or maybe you were too young to even know about it. You go back and pull up our podcast. You can get all the details. Later this hour, Rabbi Barclay, he hosts the podcast Rabbi's Table. We're going to talk about the increasing anti-Semitic attacks, such as we saw yesterday in Michigan at a synagogue and others, and how we can expect to see even more by individuals radicalized to be fighting because we're going after Iran, not the people, the leadership, because the leadership practices and shouts, kill America, the great Satan, and kill Jews. and kill anyone that will not conform to our religion. And in the meantime, we are seeing ships make their way through the Hormuz Straits, so that does tell us that maybe it's not mined all the way across, or maybe they have inside information. I'm talking about oil bound for China, oil shipments involving Iran. So if we can get ships through there, well, then we should do so. But President Trump had said the other day we would consider escorting tankers, Treasury Secretary Bessent underscoring that point.
General Kane also mentioning the four American service members who were killed in a plane crash over Iraq.
The incident occurred over friendly territory in western Iraq while the crew was on a combat mission, and again, was not the result, as CENTCOM has said, was not the result of hostile or friendly fire. We're still treating this as an active rescue and recovery operation. As CENTCOM announced this morning, four airmen have been recovered, and the Air Force and U.S. Central Command will provide updates as information becomes available. Please keep these brave airmen, their families, friends, and units in your thoughts in the coming hours and days.
And then again, that's General Kane, Raising Kane, talking about the tragedy involving the KC-135 straddle tanker. All six crewmen on board dying, apparently as they were in a refueling with another jet. Details on the other jet, if it was one of the U.S. jets or an Allied jet, it did land safely. So we've had additional casualties. And we're doing everything we can to make the area safe, but in the midst of a war, you do have confusion of some type. We don't know if there was a personal element, a human element involved in what happened, or was mechanical. I told you there was a time that I took a flight on a KC-135 out of Scott Air Force Base on one of their refueling missions, and sitting in the back with the boom operator watching how that happens. It's pretty damn amazing. Awesome. And frightening to some extent. And also told you earlier that Trump has stated we will begin to help escort tankers through the Hormuz Strait. I'll go back through that in more detail for you in a moment. And of course, I will add to you again that we are moving a Marine Expeditionary Unit and more warships to the Middle East. So we're talking about 5,000 Marines, possibly for amphibious landings. Where? Well, you're not going to be told. If I had the information, I wouldn't tell you. We would not tip that off to the enemy. The word that came out yesterday that the FBI had issued a special alert that Iran was going to put drones, suicide drones or other munitions on a ship and get it close enough to our West Coast shore to attack maybe California. The White House immediately started denouncing that and saying that's premature, it's not right. They basically made it up. I'm not so sure that they did entirely. We've always considered that possibility had to exist. Even disgraced FBI Director McCabe, who followed Comey and, of course, then got cut as well, and one of the ones instrumental in investigating Trump, acknowledged in a recent interview that we've always had concern about such a plan.
It's been considered for many, many years that we might come to the point of hostilities with Iran. And for that reason, the FBI developed a plan years ago of exactly how they would go about assessing the threat climate across the country relative to if hostilities broke out. Well, we're there. It's time to take that plan off the shelf and start making sure that we're doing some of those things that we thought about doing many years ago, contacting sources, reviving old cases, finding people from cases that are over, people who had served their time, and recontacting them. So this is the sort of activity that we expect and we hope that the Bureau is engaged in right now. I'm sure they are, and we are likely to see more of this.
Yeah, but it's time, of course, with so much chaos, of course, after Doge and other things.
Just could not let his statement stand. As much as I detest McCabe, that was CNN host Aaron Burnett having to add, well, of course, we're in so much chaos, of course, after Doge and other things. It has no connection nor linkage. But that's the way the leftist wants to stamp everything, link it back to anything that they thought should not have happened, anything to discredit what we are doing. The other day, U.S. forces involved in one fashion or another hit a school, a girls' school. And the question is, was it mistargeted? Was it misidentified? Did we have bad intel? Had it been there, had been moved? Because in the end, it was still a place for young girls. And of course, the left wants to make that a clear case for we don't know what we're doing. And Wolf Blitzer is more than glad to go online and coordinate with him as he interviewed New York Senator Gillibrand.
I want to also turn, while I have you, Senator, to that devastating bombing of a girls' school in southern Iran. According to an ongoing military investigation, the U.S. was responsible, and outdated information could be to blame. You're a member of the Intelligence Committee. You're briefed on all of this. What information are you receiving, first of all, about this?
Well, I have very deep concerns about how this site was targeted. Obviously, it was next to naval operations, but even in New York Times reporting this morning, they were able to see the site clearly in publicly available data that shows this was clearly a school. So I have very serious questions that I asked in the Armed Services Committee hearing this morning of our top generals, asking specifically, how was this location targeted? What tools were used? Was AI used? What is the oversight responsibility of commanders to make sure these sites aren't targeted? I want to know what Secretary Hegseth knew about this targeting. He has undermined the resources that we put aside in the armed services to ensure that civilians are not targeted in any military operations. And he has degraded that those sets of personnel and resources. I don't think we've had the oversight and accountability that we are entitled to. We have yet to have an open hearing on the Iran war in the Armed Services Committee. So I have a great deal of questions. And I think Secretary Hegseth should resign because of this failure.
Throw everything against the wall. Hegseth should resign because of this. And of course, she claims that Hegseth degraded our military. What he did was kick all the wokeness out. And after Trump came in, we had a quick and fast, rapid uptick in Americans wanting to register and sign up with one of our military branches, willing to serve under Trump, not under Joe Biden. And again, the story that came out the other day, just yesterday, that maybe Iran is preparing to launch drones off of a boat that can get close enough to our shore. There's been that concern. And there's also the recent attacks on Jews in our country. And in fact, once again, here's an example of how MSN Now co-host Simone Sanders was taking the attack on the synagogue and again trying to turn it into a broader fear of Trump.
I just want to take a step back for a second because the events of today, they are harrowing. I know we do not yet know why the events unfolded in Michigan, but a synagogue was targeted, and I think the Jewish community across this country feels under attack. I am not divorcing that from the feeling that there are many other Americans that also feel under attack. The immigrant community in this country feels under attack by its own government. what can you say to folks out there right now who may be listening, watching our program or listening in their cars or as they're on the go, and they are concerned, they are anxious, they're scared?
You see that? You see what she's doing? The events at the synagogue. I think the Jewish community is under attack, feels under attack. I'm not going to divorce that from the other Americans feeling under attack, such as the immigrant community. The immigrant community is not under attack anyway. The illegal community is, if they're here illegally. But don't let the facts get in the way of a good narrative. All right, we talked about beefing up protection at the Hormuz Strait, including U.S. escorts. And as I said, Treasury Secretary Bessent echoing President Trump.
In a new interview with Sky News, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. Navy will be escorting oil tankers through the strait.
That was always in our planning, that there's the chance that U.S. Navy or perhaps an international coalition will be escorting oil tankers through. There are, in fact, tankers coming through now. Iranian tankers, I believe some Chinese flag tankers have come through. So we know that they have not mined the straits. My belief that as soon as it is militarily possible, the U.S. Navy, perhaps with an international coalition, will be escorting vessels through.
So that's probably going to happen sooner than later, obviously. And as I pointed out earlier, the Pentagon is moving a Marine Expeditionary Unit and more warships to the Middle East, particularly around the Strait of Hormuz. This would include an element of an amphibious ready group, which is what the Marines pride themselves on, and consists of additional warships and something like maybe 5,000 Marines. That does not say we're going to storm the shores of Iran. But it does say we're going to do what we need to protect our troops already in the region. But you're going to hear from the left, this is just another effort to get us in a quagmire, Vietnam, Afghanistan, all over again. Now, what about the attacks inside our nation from those sympathetic to Iran and the Ayatollah? And one attack yesterday, as we were discussing, on that synagogue in Michigan with a car bomb. Thank goodness it didn't go off. I'll discuss that with my guest coming up. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you and your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. As we were discussing earlier, we had a couple attacks on Jews yesterday. One of them in particular, a guy driving a car loaded with explosives into a Michigan synagogue. Thank goodness he was the only one killed. Security guard at the synagogue shot him down as he came out of a car with a rifle, but he also had explosive devices and either triggered them or had a dead man switch and it went off. 140 students were inside. And, of course, you're going to hear the leftist media say there's no clear motive, no understanding. I will accept we don't know exactly, but we know exactly also, don't we? We know, but we don't. We know it was an anti-Semitic attack, and it is tied to what's happening in Iran. You're stupid if you think otherwise. Joining us now, Rabbi Michael Barclay on that synagogue attack. He has his own podcast, The Rabbi's Table, Dialogue, Not Debate. Rabbi, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all that you do for this country and for the world.
Well, I'm honored to have the position. God's blessed me. And the same for you. You were not surprised when the word came out about still another attack against Jews yesterday, were you?
Not in the slightest.
And attacking directly a Michigan synagogue, knowing children were there.
It's not only not surprising, it's predictable. And these attacks have been increasing. There's reasons for them. Part of the reason is Iran, but part of the reason is what's going on in our culture right now and how anti-Semitism, how Jew hatred has become normal and accepted because of so many of these crazy social influencers. You know, the Tucker, the Candace, people like that.
And that includes Democrats as well that have enabled and spurred it on, and Republicans doing the same.
It's both. It's, you know, you had within hours after the attack happened yesterday, Rashid Tlaib gets up and has this huge rally about how the temple security overreacted. That's insanity.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And at the same time, so that's on the left, right? The Omar, the Tlaib, and all those people. And on the right, you've got these schmendricks like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson calling for war, calling for Jews to be thrown out. It's on both sides. It's that old song, clowns to the left of us, jokers to the right. Here we are stuck in the middle.
Yeah. And the Iran actions, you cannot say that doesn't play a role in it. But it's also reaffirming that we have activists inside our country and maybe let in by Joe Biden. This is a different case. I'll come back to that in a moment. But we have a lot of terrorists inside our nation because they were not vetted. They were not checked because of the open borders under Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden. So we are more at risk than ever before from inside our nation.
Absolutely. Look, Sleepy Joe Biden, as the president likes to call him, we have no idea how many dozens, hundreds, or even thousands of sleeper cells there are in this country. And they weren't vetted. This war against Iran, and we need to understand that Iran has declared war on all of Western civilization. It's part of the Quran theology of wanting to create a worldwide caliphate run by Sharia law. And the first line of defense is Israel, and the last line of defense is the United States. So this war is not about land or politics or power. This land is a theological war. This war is a theological war that they've been waging for 1400 years, and they consider all of this just one battle. That's why these Shia Ayatollahs have such patience and willingness to sacrifice everything.
And I'm glad you added that, because if I've reminded the audience, they don't care if they die in their mission. They're more than willing to die as long as you die.
You're so right. So I've said this before, that this is these Shia Muslims, these people who are truly following the Quran, they're much, much worse than the Nazis. The Nazis wanted to kill the Jew, but they weren't willing to die to do it. These guys want to kill all infidels, Jew, Christian, non-observant Muslim, anyone who doesn't believe in Sharia law, and they are more than willing to die as martyrs in order to kill the kafir, in order to kill the infidel. We need to understand that that is their theology, that is their mindset.
Now, how do you do that without, at the same time, you almost have to make sure you're balanced, that not all Muslims are bent that way?
Okay, I'm you're absolutely right, and this is a comment on the theology, not on the individual. But if you and I are honest, 80 to 90% of all Jews are two-day-a-year Jews. 80 to 90% of Christians are two-day-a-year Christians, Christmas and Easter. And 80 to 90% of Muslims are two-day-a-year, you know, are secularized Muslims. But we think in the West that the moderate, quote-unquote, Muslim is mainstream, and these guys who want to die to be a worldwide caliphate, that they're the extremists. We have to invert that. Everyone in America needs to understand that those extremists that we're calling extremists, they're actually the mainstream. And anyone who's moderate is actually a radical and considered an infidel.
And in fact,
we need to shift our view and perspective.
And in fact, if we look at what's been happening in the streets of Tehran, the people want to be more westernized. They want to go back to what they had prior to us, our embassy being seized and the Ayatollahs taking control.
Absolutely they do. Who wouldn't want to, unless you're part of the National Guard or part of the elite? Otherwise, anyone sensible would much rather live in a westernized nation for all of the obvious reasons.
All right, to that extent, and we talked about those who snuck in and were welcomed in by the open border policy. The man involved in the near bombing of the synagogue, in fact, the devices did go off. They just weren't that effective. He's been identified by the Department of Homeland Security as a Lebanese natural who became a naturalized U.S. citizen more than a decade ago under the Obama administration. He entered the country through Detroit in May 2011 as an immigrant visa, spouse of an American citizen, and then even served in one of our National Guard units, but then became, or maybe always was, radicalized.
My understanding, and I don't know if this is accurate, one of the reports I read is that he actually was yelling Allahu Akbar
right,
as he was being going against the security person. Did you read that as well?
I did see that, yes. But apparently okay. He was not doing it when he was working in a National Guard unit, nor as he was, quote, a U.S. citizen.
Again, I think that this is, Biden holds so much blame on this, of letting people in without being vetted. And one of the things to understand, so my great-grandparents came to America from Russia 120 years ago. And like all Jewish immigrants, they wanted to learn English. They wanted to integrate into the culture. They wanted to assimilate. They wanted to be Americans who happened to be Jewish. What we're hearing across the board from all of these Islamic leaders in this country, the Tlaibs, the Omars. Listen to what they're saying. They're not saying they want to be American. They're saying they want to change America into a Muslim nation.
Yes.
That's a problem.
What did you think about the FBI report, which quickly the White House said, well, that was taken out of context, but I still have been saying this for some time. If Iran does not have a ballistic missile to hit us, if they can put things on boats, including swarms of suicide drones, and get them close enough to our border that they can launch them, California being mentioned, and immediately the White House is saying, no, that's not possible. But the FBI, even Andrew McCabe, disgraced FBI agent, admits, yeah, we've always been concerned about such a plan. Your thoughts on that in our last minute?
I live in California, so obviously it's a big concern, and I live by the coast close enough. And what makes me say that this is something that's very serious is the fact that Newsom responded to it, because Newsom tries to avoid having an actual dialogue or saying anything clear about anything,
right.
Other than his hair gel. So the fact that he actually made a comment and said, oh, no, no, we're safe, tells me that this was a real threat. And it makes sense for them to do if they could have gotten a sea launching vehicle or vessel out here close to California.
And, of course, this Sunday is the Oscars, and the Oscar committee told those coming, you'll be safe. We have federal, state, and local police available. Suddenly, they want protection and law enforcement to do its job.
Yes, the hypocrisy of the Oscars is astounding. I've written a number of articles, and I'm a columnist for PJ Media, and every year I end up writing an article about how hypocritical and astounding the entire Oscars are. 2 years ago, after the October 7th attack, they were wearing red pins on their lapels, not even realizing that that's a symbol of having killed Jews by beating them to death.
Rabbi Michael Barclay, and you can find him at the Rabbi's Table, Dialogue, Not Debate, on CRN Digital Talk Radio, and it's his podcast, The Rabbi's Table. Please check it out. Rabbi, thank you for your time and your insight, sir. We'll do it again.
That would be great, and thank you again for everything you do, and have a just really beautiful and blessed weekend.
And the same for you, sir, and be safe. Thank you again, Rabbi.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, whatever your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight, ooh, whatever your style. Show me what you got now, come and make it worth my while. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, I want to give you some news aside from Iran and the threats of possible attacks upon our homeland, which I still want you to keep in mind is certainly possible. And it does not have to come from off the shores of California. If they can get into Canada, and there's a very likely chance they can, versus trying to get directed in the USA, because we've shut our borders down. We're not going to let illegals in, and we're going to be very careful about who does get in. I'm not sure that Canada has. And you know that there are leftist-leaning and probably some Iranian sympathizers inside Canada. And we do have those inside our nation. Now, are they going to operate just as small cells and not have a coordinated effort, or just individuals? We don't really know, but we need to be alert for it. But let me deal with some other news first, and then I'll get back to an update from CENTCON on what's happening in Iran. Adam Schiff, yep, Senator Adam Schiff, this is according to Axios publication, which is a left-leaning, maybe firmly standing in the left publication, reports that Senators Adam Schiff of California, as you know, Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, all serve on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they are apparently involved in preliminary discussions plotting potential investigations into companies, colleges, even law firms that have worked or are working with the Trump administration. Here we go again. Here we go again. And they point out, of course, that Schiff did lead the first impeachment effort against Trump. Democrats falsely claiming that the president colluded with Russia. That's been debunked over and over again. And yet there are still, they're either uninformed or they're dimwits out there who believe Russia and Trump did collude. But according to Axios, with the effort the Democrats in both chambers of Congress are going to put together, that they will be able to take control of the House at the midterms. And the House has a broader subpoena power than the Senate. Democrats expect the Trump administration to fight against any investigations they launch. But fighting against these investigations would still be a fight. And Democrats would be questioning, why do major institutions choose to work with the Trump administration? Axios said that Democrats would likely choose to investigate donations to the East Wing renovations, as well as funding agreements involving institutions of higher education. you do understand that Donald Trump, when Obama was in the White House, Trump told Obama, look, you really need a large ballroom. You need something bigger than the East Wing for state events. I will pay for it out of my pocket. I will make sure one is built for you. And Obama rejected him. And while Trump wants it done now, he does not ask for federal tax dollars. But numerous corporations coming forward saying, we will help provide funding for it. Now, yes, you can say they're trying to buy connections to Trump. Everybody who deals with a politician, if they're offering or selling something, they're trying to curry favor with them. That does not mean it's illegal. And that would apply to Democrat groups that have helped Obama. It even applies to some of the Obama, I should say, the George Soros operations. But then there's the hidden dark money. And then that money that is stolen and used illegally to begin with. Breitbart publication, which is a right wing. I always try to give you the balance so you know and understand the source. I don't try to hide any of this from you. I want you to be aware of it. Breitbart had previously reported, Democrats are weighing, how can we target companies? Should we retake the House? In other words, they're already plotting to destroy any corporations that have helped Trump and probably are benefiting because of what Trump has done. Just yesterday, Trump stated that Ford Motor Company was going to build a $2 billion plant in Kentucky to make more American-made cars. That is American jobs. So would Ford Motor Company be targeted because they're going to be building jobs for Americans? Well, yeah, that's helping Trump, so we've got to destroy it. So much for caring about the little man and helping him out, right? Jamie Raskin, the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, made this remark. The cardinal original sin of Trump, listen to me, you do not know how big this is going to get. Please listen. Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat, stating, the cardinal original sin of Donald Trump was to decide that he was going to use the presidency as a profit-making enterprise in his first term. How dare Raskin make the statement when you see what Joe Biden and Hunter and company did? How dare you even come near making such a statement without acknowledging what Biden, Joe, Hunter, and the rest of the Klan did? They don't want to recognize that. They want to consider that Trump is in the White House only to make money. He donates his presidential salary. You do know that. He never takes it. Joe Biden never donated his salary, and he's apparently a very wealthy man as well, but he was going to keep it. But Raskin continued, I would say that Congress should have impeached Trump the first time for receiving millions and millions of dollars from the foreign governments. Where is the proof? Oh, my God, I did that. I asked a legitimate question for which we know there's no legitimate answer. Where is the proof that Donald Trump personally profited by any relations with massive corporation giving? Well, they're going to try to give you this one. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, talking about trying to take over the news monopoly by Paramount, and said that Paramount should enjoy its growing news monopoly while they have it, because when Democrats are back in power, we're going to break it up, all of them. They had no issue. They had no issue with the leftist groups owning publications and networks. if they were doing their call and available for when they wanted them, for whatever they wanted them. And I don't mean just reporting falsely, but omitting basic facts, omitting information that said what I just told you is a lie. If you want news credibility, you've got to present both sides. Let the public decide. Now, if you're doing a commentator role, as I do with this program, I may give you both sides, but I will damn sure give you my opinion as well. You may or may not agree with it. That is your prerogative. But I'm going to lay both sides out for you. Why would I spend my time quoting Jamie Raskin and Chris Murphy or Adam Schiff if I'm not willing to give you their side? Oh, and then you got Washington Congresswoman Yaya Paul. She said, I don't think you can do like 100 companies and investigate 100 companies, but I think you can do three and start with that. You can't do everything, but you got to pick a few of the worst and focus there. So that's their plan already. If they get control of the House, first action, impeach Trump again and go after anyone that has helped him at any point. And any donations from any company that they don't like. And also begin to chastise Ford and others for creating jobs for the common people. You're helping Trump. They will never look in the mirror to see what they have done. In the meantime, I want to share this with you. There's a far-left podcaster. I've never really listened to her. I know about her a bit. Far-left podcaster Jennifer Welch is stating on her podcast, calling I've Had It, blaming Biden and Merrick Garland for delaying DOJ investigations because she said that enabled Trump's 2024 victory. In fact, she says Joe Biden effed us so hard because they never charged Trump. Joe Biden was too busy trying to protect his family anyway. And you know that. Back to the theater of war, where again we have lost casualties. Six members of a KC-135 tanker straddle Fortis while refueling a jet in the region went down. Not shot down, but some kind of accident happened. The fighter jet being refueled landed safely. So we might get more details, but we do have troops at risk. That makes 13 confirmed dead, whether it's direct war action. Keep them in your prayer. But there are those on the left who say, blame Pete Hegseth because he basically took a good military and ruined it. No, he didn't. He made it a warrior nation as it should be. He got the wokeness out of the military. He demanded higher standards. And White House spokesman Stephen Miller reminds you what Trump had promised.
What you're seeing right now is a military under President Trump's leadership that's not fighting politically correct, that isn't fighting with its hands tied behind its back. One of the reasons I fear that some people in this country lost faith in the military and the capacity to use that military to defend us is because we had a woke Pentagon. Because we had a military who, at the very highest levels, not the warfighters, was forced to fight a less than full fight. What you're seeing now is a military that is unleashed in all of its lethal prowess to go out and seek, destroy, and kill the enemy, which is what militaries are for.
Perfect. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. Not be worried about how do we coordinate our uniforms. And woke attitudes. CENTCOM pointing out today the Iranian regime has been the number one threat to peace and stability in the Middle East for years. and we continue to take decisive actions to neutralize Iran's projection capabilities, attacking more than 6,000 targets, and we continue to launch more every hour. That's from Joint Chief of Staff General Dan Kane. Secretary of War Hegseth announcing, once again, look for the highest volume of strikes we have put out over Iran and Tehran. Now in our 14th day, he said, we are picking targets as we choose because we have aerial dominance. And then, of course, he did acknowledge the death toll in the refueling jet crash in western Iraq. KC-135 Stratofortis. Do not know if it was based out of Scott Air Force Base, which is the Air Mobility Command. Defense announcing, or rather Turkey announcing, it stopped a ballistic missile fired from Iran. And the United Arab Emirates, Iran missile hit the tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa, using an Iranian drone. Casualty reports not there, but we do know that Israel Squadron 200, known as the first unmanned aerial vehicle squadron, has played a crucial role in destroying more than half of the Iranian regime's ballistic missile launchers. That's pretty fascinating. And yes, we do need to be worried about Iran, by whatever fashion, getting drones off the coast of California or wherever along our nation and firing from that position to hit the USA. Please keep our troops in theater and their families in your prayers. We will be back Monday. Please join us. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.